Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sarver PW on X says, I'm glad Brian Mitchell is setting you straight. It's not the system. It is the injuries along the offensive line and their inability to execute when needed. I don't know that he's setting me straight, frankly, but I think we all...
I'm setting somebody straight, not JP necessarily.
Yeah, I understand. My point is, I'm not too worried about Arizona. I think the quarterback was the primary driver of a lot of the second half swoons.
Didn't they have a thing where the quarterback had to do a certain amount of time?
Right.
But you don't blame the offensive coordinator for that?
I also think he got hurt, so the numbers are going to look very different and bad. Yeah. Man, I don't know what's going on in the aquarium, but Stevie's hugging up on Landfill, and Wendy's kind of hugging up on Jeff. It's like a double date in there.
Damn.
No.
I'm just looking
This is how rumors get started with JP.
Yeah, this is how stuff start. James, they are trying to shoot their shot at Wendy through the chat.
In the chat.
So I'm letting her see it. I think she be thinking I'm playing when I say, yo, they be in the chat looking for you. So,
all right. Landfill, will you confirm that you and Stevie were hugging?
That was a birthday hug.
I'm just saying. I look over and Wendy's perched on Jeff's shoulder and Landfill and Stevie are hugging.
Some days I think JP not cool.
We're going to have to jump JP out of this show.
When he go to get his truck, we're going to meet him in that damn garage over there.
CRH Henderson on Twitter says, Cliff can make an easy adjustment. Kill the up-tempo and move Terry from side to side. Don't let the defense get comfortable covering one side of the field. Defenses are covering the left and pressuring the right with no routes down the middle. I think that's oversimplification. I do think it wouldn't hurt to move Terry around more.
Well, the fact that you told me 27 times he's been on the right side and it went to him, he had how many receptions?
7 of 8 targets.
7 of 8 targets, and he has
27 routes, 8 targets, 7 catches for over 150 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I mean, moving him around can help. But on top of it, though, you know, the main thing is if you move him to the right side and Jaden gets the ball and somebody's in his face, he don't see Terry on the right side either, right? So I'm just, listen, man, that whole offensive line thing, you look at my stats in college, the stuff I did, and people, oh, man, you had a great, no, my offensive line blocked their ass off for me to get those opportunities. And I think too many times we just look at the specialty positions and think they do it all by themselves. They don't. The Hogs played for almost 10 years together. Everybody that got behind them looked good, right? We had running backs that had great years. We had quarterbacks that had very good years. We had damn receivers that had multiple years in the same year. You know what I mean? So when your offensive line is great, great things happen.
Sure.
And you got to take advantage of it when they are.
Here's the tricky part, though, is these guys are beat up, but you don't necessarily want to bench anybody. So you have this limbo of just a banged up offensive line, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
So you got to try to figure out some other things, but I'm just saying it's just not a simple, oh, it's the person. No, it's not that simple. But you got to find a way. I brag on Coach Gibbs, and I'm always saying he's the best coach I've ever seen in my damn life. This man was so good to where he would practice what he knew was going to go to because he knew people were going to try to stop a certain way. And 9 times out of 10, he was exactly right in what he said. They got to start figuring some of that stuff out, you know.
He
can help it. Once you get into the game, see, like this is my show, my play sheet. I'm in the second quarter. Stuff ain't working. Hell with it. Got to go now. We're going to start now and try to figure it out.
I agree with that. And I think you also got to wonder, specific to Washington's slowdown, especially in the run game, Brian Robinson missed 3 games already, probably going to miss a fourth. When he was out there, it doesn't necessarily look all the way back. That's a pretty big factor. B-Rob is not Josh Jacobs or certainly Saquon or Henry or any of that, but whatever that second tier of good back is, I think he probably lands there.
He's there.
But he doesn't stay on the field enough. And that's been a problem for this offense, too.
Yeah. I think the game just the other day, it was a freak accident, and I cannot believe.
He looked like he was going to be out for a year.
I thought he was done. I can't believe that they did not call hip drop, because that was damn sure the definition of hip drop.
Now, Brian, I ask you this. The Commanders, depending where you look, their odds have dropped from what they were of making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here today, 12:38 on Tuesday, November 26th, I think, you know, we always, in our casual conversations, not even our on-air conversations, we always talk about after Halloween is when you kind of know what a team is. After Thanksgiving is when teams kind of stretch their legs and become real players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a playoff team?
I think they are. And I say it because what they showed me earlier shows the capabilities here. What they showed of late shows you a team struggling, trying to find their way. I believe now is where leaders and coaches have to be the guide to make them find their way. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the time of the year where you sacrifice a little bit more. You know, maybe or early in the year, y'all were going to do this at the time and blah, blah, blah. Maybe now it's just look at your damn film. Study a little bit more. Make sure your body is completely healed. You know, if you just sit at home doing something that can help you heal your body, that might be better than going out here and doing something else. You know what I mean? So those type of things pop up. When I came in as a young player, all I wanted to do is go to practice, get done, and hang. Quickly realize that wears you down. And I had guys say, man, try this, try that. And I became a much more adept football player by studying just 1 hour longer. You know, sitting down, doing a contrast on an injury or something that was about to come about a little longer. I felt something about to come, so I started treating it before it happened, like I'm drinking this stuff right here, the airborne, before something happens to me, you know?
Right.
All those little things can help. And I think players need to hear those little tidbits, those little things. Like, the smallest thing might have the biggest impact for you late in the football season.
Put up or shut up time for the Washington Commanders with the Tennessee Titans coming to town on Sunday, 3 days after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is Lamphill's birthday. But next, it's a celebration for you. Why? Because it's time. Everybody's favorite segment, Wendy Knows Sports.